It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we welcome in on the hotline, as we do each and every Wednesday morning. It is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we today, sir?
Hey, Rocco, we're fine. Thank you.
Good to hear, Dave. And I know we've got some pretty big Lorain County Commissioner news that you were all over that we got to get to before I let you go. But before we get to that, Dave, over in Amherst, and as we were kind of joking off air, maybe we need to go work in Amherst, City Council over there, again, in Amherst, they agreed earlier this week to give their workers substantial raises. They'd seen an increase in tax revenue. Of course, many folks dealing with inflation issues. So the city said, hey, let's put some money back in people's pockets. And that sounds pretty good to me. So what all happened here, Dave?
Yeah, City Council the other day basically granted pay increases of 8.25% in 2023, and then another 3.5% in the following 2 years under some new contracts that they signed with police dispatchers, with some other city workers. Dispatchers actually have a kind of the nicest deal amongst all this. Their wage hikes are going to go from 9%. In 2023, and then 4% in 2025 and 2024 and 2025. Excuse me. This is gonna cost the taxpayers about $600,000 in 2023. But the city is really dealing with increased tax revenue, and that's what Mayor Mark Costello said sort of made sense. As you said, inflation hitting everybody. But then to keep up with that inflation, I mean, here's this increase in people who provide public service. City Council had some concerns. I mean, Chuck Winarski said initially he was a little concerned this might be $1 million over 3 years, but also you've got to consider the cost of losing employees to neighboring cities and having to go and recruit additional employees, retrain them, recertify them if they need certified, and just sort of that cost over time seems to benefit the city. Again, according to Mayor Costello. So there's that, the American Federation of State County Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, also traded paid holidays. Dispatchers and full-time police officers gave up St. Patrick's Day in return for Juneteenth. And they also, and union members also won the right to cash out 1 week of vacation per year. So they got some side benefits to stick around, keep working for the city. The Patrolman's Benevolent Association got an extra week of vacation each year for officers who served more than 20. A lot of other little fringe benefits in some of those contracts.
Well, and despite being just maybe fringe benefits, I think they can go a long way just in terms of employee happiness and getting folks to stick around or working a couple more days out of the year, whatever the case may be. So certainly a very cool things happening there. Again, some concerns with that, but Mayor Costello kind of addressing that and very confident in the plan that they have in place moving forward with the raises for the workers again over there in Amherst. So great breakdown there from you, Dave. Again, Jason Hawk had more earlier in this week's Chronicle Telegram on that. Dave, a story that you have been close with for 2 years now, more, I don't even know. The Lorain County Commissioners, you have been all over it since I've started here at WEOL. If I need to talk Lorain County Commissioners, I go to Dave O'Brien, the one and only, and they've made some more news this week as Jeff Riddell looks like he will be a new Lorain County Commissioner. It appears he has defeated incumbent Democrat Matt Lundy. Riddell, a Republican, Matt Lundy, a Democrat. There'll be a recount and everything that goes along with this. I'll let you get into the details, but it appears that Jeff Riddell will be your next Lorain County Commissioner in place of Matt Lundy.
Yeah, so by a difference of only 136 votes, 3 weeks after the election, we finally have a winning candidate, and that is indeed Jeff Riddell, a businessman who runs who has for a long time run Consumer Building Supply in Sheffield Township, ran as a Republican against the incumbent Matt Lundy and defeated him. Once the Lorain County Board of Elections had their complete and official results certified on Monday, Lundy did concede the race. And he basically said that he sort of wished Jeff Riddell his best. Said that he appreciated the professional and dedicated members of the Board of Elections who worked hard to come to the final tally for the votes that were cast back on November 8th. A lot of people don't think their vote counts, but it does, Lundy said. If this isn't a glaring example of how your vote counts, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
He said that he doesn't know, you know, quite what he's gonna do, but he is as you know, as the phrase goes, a lame duck commissioner for the next month or so, until Riddell is officially sworn in. In that first week of January, Lundy said that he will continue. Yeah, he still has that fire in the belly for public service, as he told me over the phone. No plans to return to the private sector for him. And Riddell basically said, "Hey, look, I'm ready to hit the ground running. We were in it to win it." He said he recognized that there was a thin margin of victory, and he's looking forward to going to work, to learning about what being a commissioner is all about. The kinds of projects that are coming down the road, especially new Lorain County Jail, sort of in the very early planning stages. And he also says he wants to confront, the coming high-tech manufacturing revolution in Ohio, you know, batteries and then transistors and all these other little, electronic gadgets and things that are being produced around the state. And he said Lorain County needs a piece of that. Lorain County needs to have its share sort of in that technological manufacturing revolution.
Well, I know his business-like approach is certainly what drew a lot of voters toward him, so we'll see what dynamic he brings to that board of commissioners. Again, Jeff Riddell will be your next Lorain County commissioner, defeating incumbent Democrat Matt Lundy. Dave, you had more of a breakdown on that in an earlier edition of the Chronicle Telegram this week. You can also find that online at chronicletea.com. Again, we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien, part of the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, speaking of commissioners in the paper, I have an update on the round two of Lorain County Commissioners 2023 budget hearings. That will be coming up, and they heard from a number of different departments in the county that they have oversight on, and they discussed budget issues and ongoing projects. Again, that's sort of one of those stories that comes up every year, sort of late in the fall. Commissioners will be considering what they want to build into the 2023 county budget, which usually around $70 million, give or take, every year, and that's something that they'll be considering for the next couple weeks and into the coming year. So Mr. Riddell will have some things to catch up on once he's sworn in. Some Lorain Council news from my colleague Carissa. Some other stuff about seniors and Santa from Owen McMillan.
Ooh.
And then also some news from Amherst Schools. Amherst School is doing their five-year forecast, and Jason Hawk will have that story.
All right. Plenty to read up on seniors in Santa. That one has my attention. I'll be sure to pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram, as should you, the listener. You can also head online for that digital e-edition found at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, we can close on this. Where are we headed for this week's Scanner story?
Well, unfortunately, some people think that violence is the only solution. I think we can all agree that is not really always the solution.
No,
but we're going to go over to Dateline Westlake again, courtesy of the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. In Westlake, a brawl at the Holiday Inn, when a large group was fighting in the lobby, and it spilled over into the pool area with men, women, and children all involved, with multiple calls to 911.
Oh my gosh! At the Holiday Inn, we're all just supposed to be relaxed and having a good time at the Holiday Inn, right? So that's already off the board. But now we've got both women and children involved in this brawl. Oh, that is a bit disappointing to hear, not going to lie. That's kind of close to my neck of the woods over there in towards Cuyahoga County. So, yikes, got to be on the lookout, I guess, if you're at the Holiday Inn. But, geez Louise, hope everybody is okay there. Dave, excellent breakdown, as always, of a couple of stories. Again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle, make sure you pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. And if you are a subscriber, find that online e-edition over at chronicletea.com. Dave, excellent, as always, talking with you this morning. Good sir, have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
All right, until next week, Rocco.